今天早上我们要从诗篇119篇97节到104节，我们来学习得胜的生活。
Today we will learn from Psalms 119 verse 97 to 104 about the life of victory.
那从这一段经节里头什么叫做什么是得胜呢？
From this passage, what does it mean to be victorious?
我们请看诗篇119篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇101节。
Psalms 119 verse 101.
101节。
Verse 101.
我禁止我脚走一切的邪路，为要遵守你的话。
I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word.
102节，我没有偏离你的典章，因为你教训了我。
102, I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me.
我们对得胜可以有几个不同的定义。
We can have several definitions for victory.
或者在不同的层面里头有不同的定义。
Or from different aspects, we will have different definitions.
那在这两个经节里头告诉我们，一个能够遵守主的话语的人，这就是得胜。
From these two verses, it tells us that a person who follows God's word is victorious.
一个人能够照着神的教训去行事为人，没有偏离神的教训，这就是得胜。
A person who walks according to God's teaching and does not depart is victorious.
那我们从这一段我们就用这样子来定义什么叫得胜。
So from this passage, this is how we will define victory.
遵守神的教训，没有离开神的教训，这就是一种得胜。
To follow God's teachings and do not depart from it, that is victorious.
那进一步的，我们从这一段里头来看我们如何能够得胜。
Moreover, let's look at how we can be victorious.
第一个，我们要爱慕神的话。
First, we have to love God's word.
为什么神的话值得我们去羡慕、去爱慕？
Why is it that God's words deserves our admiration?
我们请看119篇的98节。
Let's turn to verse 98.
98节，你的命令常存在我的心里，使我比仇敌有智慧。
You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me.
我们是希望能够过着和平的生活。
We all wish to live a peaceful life.
但是难免在我们生活当中有困难。
But every now and then we will face difficulties.
这些困难有时候就好像是我们的仇敌。
These difficulties are just like our enemies.
一个基督徒在生活当中应该很少很少有所谓人这方面的仇敌。
As a Christian, we don't really face physical enemies.
但是偶尔也会有人好像跟我们就是过不去。
But every now and then, we will have people that we cannot cooperate with.
无论我们是面对困难、面对人，我们需要智慧。
Whether or not we are facing difficulties or people, we need wisdom.
那在这里告诉我们说，神的命令能够让我们比仇敌还要有智慧。
Here says God's commandments will give us wisdom to face our enemies.
所以让我们知道那个智慧的来源就是从神的话语来的。
So we know that the source of wisdom is from the word of God.
再看99节。
Let's look at verse 99.
我比我的师父更通达，因为我思想你的法度。
I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation.
当我们在做学习的时候老师一定是比我们懂得多。
When we are learning, our teachers know more than us.
但是每一个老师都希望自己的学生将来比自己优秀。
But every teacher wishes that their students are smarter than them in the future.
那在这里告诉我们说，能够比老师更通达，是因为我们思想神的法度、神的话语。
Here says, in order for us to have more understanding than our teachers, is because we meditate on His words.
会成为我们的老师通常他就是比我们懂得多，比我们有智慧。
In order for someone to be our teachers, means they have more wisdom and know more than us.
神的话语为什么这么宝贵、值得羡慕因为这是智慧的来源。
Why are God's words so precious? Is because it is the source of wisdom.
100节， 我比年老的更明白，因为我守了你的训词。
100. I understand more than ancients because I keep your precepts.
啊，通常年纪大的人，他有更多的人生的经验。
Usually, a person who is older will have more experience.
啊，人生的经验啊，就是人的一个啊很重要啊很宝贵的一个智慧或者宝藏。
A person's life experience is usually something that's very precious.
啊，但是这里说，如果我们能够去遵守神的教训呢，我们会比年老的人更明白。
Here says, if we are able to keep their commandments, then we will be wiser than the old people.
哦，所以用各种不同的层次来描写、来强调神的话语的重要。
So here we have learned different aspects of how to describe God's words.
104节，我借着你的训词得以明白，所以我恨一切的假道。
Verse 104, through your precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way.
所以我们连续念的这几个经节都是在告诉我们神的话语是智慧的来源。
Just now we have read these consecutive verses that tells us that the source of wisdom is God's words.
我们生活的每一个层面都需要这种智慧。
In different aspects of our life, we need this wisdom.
我们的工作需要有智慧。
In our work, we need wisdom.
我们经营事业需要有智慧。
In our businesses, we need wisdom.
学生在课业上也需要有智慧。
In our schools, we need wisdom.
我们经营我们的家庭也需要有智慧。
And in our families, we need wisdom.
那神的话语就是智慧的来源。
And God's words are the source of wisdom.
我们再请看103节。
Let's look at verse 103.
诗篇119篇103节。
Psalms 119, verse 103.
你的言语在我上堂何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
甚至这个在这里用这个甘甜来描写神的话语。
Here it says, honey, is describing God's words.
神的话语进入我们的内心，那是何等的美妙。
For God's words to enter our heart is so wonderful.
那甚至是比蜜还要更甜。
But here it is described as sweeter than honey.
那到底这在讲什么？
So what is this talking about?
我们请参考罗马书15章。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 15.
罗马书15章第4节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 5.
罗马书十五章第四节。
Romans chapter 15 verse 5.
第四节，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。
Verse 4, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
当一件事情你需要忍耐的去面对。
When you have to have patience for a certain thing.
结果你不能够忍耐。
And then it ends up that you cannot have the patience.
事后你一定有很多的这个懊悔。
Afterwards, you may have a lot of regrets.
明明是需要忍下来，那我为什么就爆发了？
You realize that all you needed to do was to be patient, but you couldn't.
就看到事情本来 不会这么糟糕的，就是因为我不能够忍耐，结果甚至无法收拾。
And you realize that things turned out to be very bad because you didn't have patience.
如果我们真的能够忍耐啊。
But if we are truly able to be patient.
我们看到，整个事情就渐渐的平静了。
We can see that the things around us will become peaceful.
那种感觉是内心里头的那种甘美。
This feeling is like a sweet feeling in your heart.
因为能够忍耐，所以让我胜过了。
Because of your patience, you are able to be victorious.
在生活当中难免有一些痛苦忧伤的事情。
In our lives, it is inevitable that we will face difficulties and trials.
当我们能够从内心里头真的得到安慰。
But when we're able to obtain true peace in our heart.
那种感觉也是何等的甘美。
That feeling is very sweet.
我们常常在等待着这一种感觉，这一种甘美。
Many times we are waiting to have this feeling.
神的话语能够带给我们真正的安慰。
Because God's words can bring us true comfort.
不是只是表面上的那种 安慰而已。
It is not just a comfort that's on the surface.
啊，是那种说尽了我们内心的那一种安慰。
It is the comfort that will comfort us to the heart.
哦，这就是为什么作诗的人说神的话语是何等的甘美。
That is why the author of Psalms says that God's words are sweet.
有时候我们真的是好像没有路可走了。
Sometimes it feels like we don't have any more ways to go.
啊，有时候我们觉得我们好像是迷失了。
Sometimes we feel like we are lost.
神的话语要带给我们方向。
But God's words will give us direction.
啊，神的话语带给我们智慧。
God's words will give us wisdom.
神的话语带给我们明白。
And God's words will give us understanding.
啊，让我们能够看到人生的方向。
So that we are able to see the direction.
让我们能够看到人生的意义跟价值。
So that we can see the value and meaning of our life.
啊，这就是我们人生里头很需要的真正的盼望。
This is the true hope that we need in our life.
啊，当我们人生有了方向。
Once we have direction in our life.
当我们明白了在主里头我们所做的是有价，是这么有价值有意义。
Once we realize whatever we are doing in the Lord has this meaning and value.
我们的人生是充满着光明，充满着盼望。
Then our life will be full of light and hope.
我们再看回诗篇一百一十九篇。
Let's turn back to Psalms 119.
诗篇一百一十九篇。
Psalms
119:97.
Verse 97.
请念。
97. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day.
这里说。我何等爱慕你的律法，我终日不住的思想，神的话语是最宝贵的。
God's words is the most precious.
在我们的生活当中，什么是最宝贵
？In our life, what is the most precious?
可能在不同的环境之下，我们有不同的最宝贵的人或者事情。
Perhaps in different circumstances, we have the most precious things or people.
但是我们也必须承认，生命是最宝贵的。
But we must admit that our life is the most precious.
没有了生命，什么都不用谈了。
If you don't even have life, then you cannot have anything else.
甚至跟生命有一点点关系的健康，它也是很宝贵的。
Even something that's closely related to our life, which is health, is very precious.
所以我们也常常说，失去了健康，很多事情就跟我们无混了。
So sometimes we will say that if we are not healthy, then we have nothing to do with other things.
那从这本圣经里头，我们知道有神的存在。
From this Bible, we know that God exists.
从这本圣经里头，我们知道人有永生。
From this Bible, we know that God, people have eternal life.
所以人最重要的不但是肉体的生命，还有将来的永生。
So what is precious to people, to us, is not only our physical lives, but our eternal life.
要拥有永生，我们必须要明白得救的道理。
In order to have eternal life, we have to understand salvation.
神爱我们，神希望我们都能够拥有将来在天国里头的永生。
God loves us, so He hopes that we can all have the eternal life in heaven.
所以神也很清楚地将得救的道路放在这本圣经里头。
So God has clearly paved the path of salvation in the Bible.
所以从这本圣经，我们更要得着得救的智慧。
From this Bible, we have to understand the wisdom of salvation.
我们整个人生最重要的一件事情。
This is the most important thing in our life.
在将来我们得救进入永恒的天国。
So that in the future we will be saved and enter heaven kingdom.
我们参考一下提摩太后书第三章。
Let's look at Second Timothy, chapter 4.
提摩太后书第三章。十五节
，Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15。
十五节，保罗说：“并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。”
And that from childhood you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
这里保罗说提摩太是从小就明白圣经。
Here Paul said that Timothy was a person who understood the scripture since he was young.
我们从小就把我们的孩子带到教会里教会来，这是对的，这是好的。
It is right and good for us to bring our children to church when they are young.
借着来参加教会的活动，教会的聚会，让我们的孩子从小 能够明白圣经。
Through attending church sermons and fellowships, they're able to know the scripture.
那在这里保罗他在强调什么？
But here, what is Paul emphasizing?
他所强调的就是说，这个圣经能够让我们来信主耶稣基督，拥有得救的智慧。
He is emphasizing that this Bible is what will allow us to have salvation in the future.
因为主耶稣基督，这就是得救的道路。
Because Jesus Christ is the way of salvation.
那我们要能够有这种智慧来认识来明白主耶稣的救恩。
And we have to have this wisdom to know and understand God's, Jesus Christ's salvation.
这一本圣经也要给我们得救的智慧。
So this Bible will give us the wisdom to be saved.
在生活当中我们需要有标准。
In our life, we need to have standards.
那标准在哪里？
Where do our standards come from?
有时候在这个社会上标准是用投票投出来的。
Sometimes in the society that standards have been voted on.
本来我们都是要尊重这个多数决。
Normally we would accept the majority.
但是越来越发现有关道德的层面常常多数不一定是对的。
But later on we realize that just because there is a majority does not mean it's necessarily right.
是的，人的生活一定需要标准。
Yes, we need standards in our life.
不然那个生活是乱的。
Or else our life will be very chaotic.
那乱就是里头就有黑暗。
And in this chaos, we will have faced darkness.
在乱的生活里头就充满着很多的罪，很多的肮脏。
In this chaotic life, we will face sins.
那现在常常让我们没有办法去信任这个社会投票出来所给我们的标准。
So that sometimes we are not able to trust the standards that have been voted by society.
是的，这个社会一直在改变，甚至走下坡。
Yes, this society is constantly changing and perhaps going downhill.
所以我们要回到圣经。
So we need to turn back to the Bible.
神的话才是我们生活绝对的标准。
God's words is the standards of our life.
我们请看希伯来书以赛亚书第八章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 8.
以赛亚书第八章二十节。
Isaiah chapter 8 verse 20。
二十节，人当以信悔和法度为标准，他们所说的若不以此相符，必不得见晨光。
To the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them.
神的话语是标准。
God's word is the standard.
我们如果要有光明的生活，我们要照着神的标准来行事为人。
If we want to have a life of light, we have to follow the standards of God.
人性常常是很难去捉摸的。
Sometimes it is hard to grasp human nature.
有时候我们甚至觉得说，我好像也不了解自己。
We feel like we are unable to understand ourselves.
尤其当我们做了一些我们很懊悔的事情。
Especially when we do things that we regret.
我们伤害的人，我们会说，我本来我没有那个意思要伤害对方。
When we hurt someone, we will say, oh, I didn't have the intention of hurting them.
我们做错的事情，我们说我怎么会去做这样的事情？
When we do something wrong, we will realize how can we do something so bad?
我们不但不了解人，我们甚至也不了解自己。
Not only do we not understand other people, we don't understand ourselves.
到底人性是什么？
So what is human nature?
这一本神的话语会显明我们的人性。
This book, this Bible will reveal what is human nature.
我们请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
十二节，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow.And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
神的话要帮助我们看到我们的内心深处。
The word of God will help us see what is inside our heart.
神的话语来帮助我们看到我们的动机。
The word of God will help us see our own motive.
在神的话语的面前，真的我们常常会觉得很惭愧。
In front of the word of God, often we will feel very shameful.
在神的话语面前，我们发现说，原来我的心并不是这么的纯正。
In front of the word of God, we will feel like our hearts are very impure.
在神的话语面前，我们发现说，原来我是充满着这么多的缺点。
And in front of the word of God, we will realize we have many weaknesses.
在神的话语面前，我们发现，其实我们还是有很多的污秽。
And in front of the word of God, we realize we have many impurities.
其实今天很多人就很容易指出我们的缺点，我们的错误。
Today, many things are able to point out our faults and weaknesses.
因为我们每一个人的眼睛都是雪亮的。
Because our eyes are sharp.
我们常常看自己并没有看得那么清楚，我们看别人看得特别清楚。
When we look at ourselves, we do not see very clearly, but when we look at others, we are able to see very clearly.
尤其对别人的软弱缺点，那看得更清楚。
Especially for towards other people's weaknesses, we are able to see it very clearly.
那我们人所能够做的就是去指出甚至是去批评别人的软弱跟缺点。
So as human beings, we're able to point out and even criticize other people's weaknesses.
这样对彼此之间其实没有带来什么帮助，什么造就。
In fact, this doesn't really bring any mutual help for us.
但是神的话语不但指出我们的软弱，我们的错误。
But God's words not only point out our own weaknesses and faults.
神的话语还要帮助我们能够胜过我们的软弱。
The word of God will help us overcome our weaknesses.
神的话语帮助我们来洁净我们自己。
The word of God will help us clean ourselves.
我们请看回诗篇119篇。
Turn back to Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇11节。
Psalms 119 verse 11.
11节第九节。
Verse 9.
第九节，少年人用什么洁净他的行为呢？是要遵行你的话。
How can a young man cleanse his way by taking heed according to your word?
十一节。
11.
我将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪你。
Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you.
神的话还带着能力。
The word of God brings strength.
带着那种帮助我们去改正我们错误的能力。
It brings the power that help us change ourselves.
那种是给我们力量来胜过软弱 的那种能力。
It is a kind of power that can help us overcome our weaknesses.
所以十一节说，我们要将神的话藏在我们的心里。
So that's why in verse 11 says we have to keep God's word in our heart.
神的话既然这么宝贵，这么重要。
Since God's word is so precious and important,
我们当然要把神的话丰丰富富的存在我们的心里。
Of course, we have to keep God's words fully in our heart.
那我们如何来除了羡慕，我们要如何来对待神的话语
？In addition to admiring, how can we treat God's word?
重要的事情都要事先有准备。
We have to prepare for important things.
要有一个重要的会议，我们事前就要把会议要先做准备。
If there is an important meeting, we will have a preparation beforehand.
一个重要的考试，当然也要事先准备。
If there is an important test, we will study beforehand.
我们要领受神的话语，神的话语这么重要，这么宝贵，我们也要准备。
Before we receive God's word, which is so important, we need to make preparation.
我们在祷告里头，常常求主加添我们的信心。
In our prayer, we ask God to continually to strengthen our faith.
要把神的话藏在心里，我们要先准备好我们的信心。
In order to hide God's word in our heart, we have to prepare ourselves.
一边领受，一边加添，增加我们的信心。
While we are receiving, we are continually adding on to our faith.
请看希伯来书第四章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
希伯来书第四章第二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 2.
第二节，因为有福音传给我们，像传给他们一样，只是所听见的道与他们无异，因为他们没有信心与所听见的道调和。
For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it.
现在圣经是非常的容易，非常的普遍的。
Today, the Bible is very common and accessible.
很多人也宣称着圣经我看过了。
many people claim that they read the Bible.
很多人说啊，这个所谓的耶稣基督的福音，我懂了。
Many people claim they know the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但是有没有接受福音
？But whether or not they received this gospel?
没有。
No.
圣经看过了，有没有照着神的教训在行
？They read the Bible, but did they follow the commandments of the Bible?
没有。
No.
因为没有预备好信心。
Because they did not prepare their faith.
所以看过圣经好几次的人。不一定等于对他带来帮助，对他有益处。
So those who read the Bible several times, it may not profit them.
有些人看过圣经好几次，他很会辩论。
Some people have read the Bible many times, they're able to debate.
他读圣经的目的就是要来辩倒跟他传福音的人，辩倒这些传道人。
The purpose of them reading the Bible so many times is to debate with others who preach to them.
所以要让神的话语真的来成为我们的智慧力量，第一个我们要准备信心。
So in order for the word of God to become our wisdom and strength, we have to prepare our faith.
再请看马太福音第五章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音五章第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
第三节，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
我们刚才有讲到这个圣经让我们有得救的智慧。
Just now we talked about that the Bible gives us the wisdom to have salvation.
能够让我们得着天国。
So that we can have the kingdom of heaven.
那我们主要预备的第二个就是虚心。
So the second thing that we have to prepare is to be poor in spirit.
那种很谦卑的主啊，我需要你的话语。
This humility that we tell God we need His word.
主啊，我需要你的话语来指引我。
Lord, we need Your word to guide us.
主啊，我需要你的话语是给我智慧。
Lord, we need Your word to give me wisdom.
主啊，我需要你的话语是给我力量。
Lord, we need Your word to give me strength.
心里贫穷。
We are poor in spirit.
主啊，我真的需要。
Lord, I really need it.
当我们这样预备自己。
When we have prepared ourselves,
我们就不会很随意的来对待神的话语。
We will not treat God's word like anything else.
马太福音五章第八节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
我们会再来准备让我们的心能够平静下来，用一个很平静的心，我们来聆听神的话语。
Next, we have to prepare our heart to be peaceful so that we can receive God's word.
当我们自己在读圣经的时候，一方面我们里头的耳朵也正在听神对我们说话。
When we are reading the Bible ourselves, our ears are listening to what God has to say to us.
我们要预备好我们的心来领受神的话。
We have to prepare our heart to receive God's word.
那就像这个经节所说的，我们要看见神。
Just like this verse says that we will see God.
神是灵，不是我们肉眼所可以看得到的。
God is a spirit. It's not something we can see with our physical eyes.
但是神他爱我们，他可以用各种不同的方式来向我们显现。
But because God loves us, He can show Himself to us in different ways.
其中的一个很重要的方式，就是借着他的话语，他来向我们显现。
And one of these ways is to show us with His word.
当我们真的这样子来准备自己。
When we actually prepare ourselves in these manners.
我们随时求主加添我们的信心。
We're able to add on to our faith continually.
我们总是存着一个渴慕、谦卑的心。来领受神的话语。
We have a humble and longing heart after God's words.
我们总是准备好自己，让自己很清新的来跟来领受神的话语。
We prepare our hearts so that it is pure and we can receive God's words.
真的，在这样的情况之下，让我们看到了神，让我们摸到了神。
Then truly under these circumstances, we will touch and see God.
那我们做了这样的准备，再来就是。我们要天天的来领受神的话语。
After we have made these preparations, we will have to receive God's words daily.
做了这些准备，就是 为了来领受神的话语。
The purpose of these preparations is to receive God's word.
我们请看《使徒行传》十七章。
Let's turn to the Book of Acts.
使徒行传十七章十一节。
Book of Acts chapter 17 verse 11.
十一节。
11.
这个地方的人，咸于帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天查考圣经，要晓得这道是与不是。
These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so.
啊，我们要有一个谦卑、愿意的心来领受神的话语。
We need to have a humble and willing heart to receive God's word.
那我们也学习啊，这个比利亚地方的人，他们是天天的来考察圣经。
And we should learn from the people of Berea that they are studying the word of God daily.
哦，我们每一天都需要一些饮食。
We need food in our daily life.
哦，除非特别的情况啊，我们做禁食的祷告啊，否则的话，我们是很规律的啊，每天规律的来享用饮食。
Except situations where we are fasting, normally we eat.Food every day.
因为这关乎我们这个肉体的生命。
It is because we are looking after our physical body.
啊，神的话语另外一个重要的地方就是这关乎我们属灵的生命。
And God's words, likewise, is looking after our spiritual body.
哦，如果我们需要日用的饮食，那么我们也需要我们每天属灵的粮食。
If we need physical food every day, then we also need spiritual food every day.
那我们现在圣经是这么的方便，你可以用听的，可以用看的。
Today the Bible is so accessible. You can look at it. You can have someone read it to you.
真的每一天要有读经的生活。
Truly, we need to have a Bible reading every day.
那这个属灵的粮食呢？我们要如何的来吸收
？So how can we absorb this spiritual food?
我们也要参加聚会来听道理。
We need to attend services and listen to sermons.
我们要把听道理或我们自己读经有问题的地方要提出来发问。
And if we have questions when we're listening to sermons or studying the Bible, we have to ask them.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，目的来完成这个救恩。
The purpose of Lord Jesus Christ coming to this world is to fulfill salvation.
那他在也在很多的事情上面给我们做榜样。
But in many aspects, he also set himself as an example for us.
神的话语属灵的粮食是非常的重要的。
It's very important to have this spiritual food.
我们看主耶稣给我们留怎样的榜样。
Let us see what kind of examples Jesus Christ has left us.
路加福音第二章。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音第二章四十六节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 46.
四十六节，过了三天，就遇见他在殿里，坐在教师中间，一面听，一面问。
46. Now, so it was that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening and to them and asking them questions.
这个坐在圣殿里头，一边听一边问的，就是主耶稣。
This person sitting in the temple, listening and asking questions, is Lord Jesus Christ.
这应该是四十二节说这是他十二岁的时候。
And then verse 42 says this is when he was 12 years old.
主耶稣给我们留下一边听一边问的这个好榜样。
Jesus Christ has left us this example of listening and asking questions.
那我们怎样才会有这个提出问题来呢
？So when do we have questions?
我们有去思想神的话语。
It is when we think about God's words.
我们请参考耶稣雅记第一章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 1.
耶稣雅记第一章第八节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
第八节，这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行书上所写的一切的话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
This book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
什么叫做得胜？得胜就是遵守神的教训。
What does it mean to be victorious? It is to keep God's commandments.
那要如何得胜？
And how can we be victorious?
我们要 渴慕神的话语。
We need to long after God's words.
我们要去领受神的话语。
We need to receive God's word.
我们要准备我们自己去领受神的话语。
We need to prepare ourselves to receive God's word.
那在这里又给我们特别提到说要昼夜的去思想。
And here it says we have to meditate it day and night.
我们常常花时间想这个想那个。
Oftentimes we will have time to think about this and that.
我们有没有也花点时间来思想神的话语？
But do we spend a little time to think about God's word?
如果我们要能够得胜我们不但领受，而且要思想。
If we want to be victorious, not only do we receive, but we have to meditate.
在思想的当中，我们继续领受从神那里来的启发。
While meditating, we are constantly receiving what God is revealing to us.
让我们明白，让我们有智慧。
So that we can understand and have wisdom.
在思想的当中，我们也会产生一些我们想要更进一步知道的一些问题。
While meditating, we will have these thoughts and questions that we want to know more.
那我们就可以提出来跟弟兄姐妹一起来讨论。
So that we will bring it and discuss with brothers and sisters.
那就像第八节这里所说的，那么我们的道路可以亨通，凡事顺利。
It's just like what verse 8 says, we will be prosperous and have success.
那这个就是得胜。
This is victory.
还有一个重要的宝贝。
There is still one more thing.
请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's look at John chapter 16.
约翰福音十六章十三节。
John chapter 16 verse 13.
十三节，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你明白一切的真理，或者进入一切的真理。上半句话。
13. However, when he, the Spirit of Truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak unto his own authority.
多么重要的一句话！圣灵要带领我们进入真理里头。
Here says that the Spirit will guide us into all truth.
我们正在领受的，这是神的话语。
While we are receiving this word of God,
是的，我们可以借着我们的默想，我们来更多的明白神的话。
Yes, we can understand God's words through our own meditation.
好，我们可以借着我们跟弟兄姐妹，我们来发问或者讨论，来更明白神的话。
Yes, we can understand the word of God through discussing with brothers and sisters.
但是还有一个很重要的基础跟因素。
But there is another.Basic foundation.
圣灵也要亲自来教导我们，带领我们。
And that is the Holy Spirit will personally guide us.
在我们的讨论当中，我们也需要圣灵来运行，来带领我们。
In our discussions, we need the Holy Spirit to be working and moving.
既然神的话语这么重要，神一定会帮助我们。
Since the Word of God is so important, God will for sure help us.
神给我们最大的帮助就是他将应许的圣灵来赏赐下来。
The biggest help that God gave us is to give Holy Spirit.
如果我们要真的走在神的教训里头，
If we want to truly walk according to the teachings of God,
再来就是我们要立志，照着我们所学习的、所明白的去做。
Then we have to make the determinations to follow what we know.
很多事情是做了才算是真的。
Many things is when you actually do it, then it becomes real.
所以我们也常常说，你不要只是在那边空口说白话。
So sometimes we will say, you should not just say something that you will do.
晚上睡觉的时候，头脑里头一大堆的计划，早上起来一点动作也没有。
Before you go to sleep at night, you have many plans for tomorrow, but next day you don't do any of them.
虽然是晚上做的，这个也叫白日梦。
So even if you are dreaming about it at night, you are still daydreaming.
没有行动都是假的。
If you don't have the actions, then everything is fake.
所以更进一步的，我们要付诸行动。
So to take the next step, we have to take actions.
我们请看《生命记》十一章。
Let's please turn to
Deuteronomy.
十一章 ，verse 11.
生命记十一章
Deuteronomy chapter 11
十三节
verse 13
你们若留意听我今日所吩咐的诫命爱主你们神尽心尽性侍奉他
And it shall be that if you earnestly obey my commandments which I command you today
十四节，他必按时降秋雨春雨在你们的地上，使你们可以收藏五谷、新酒和油。
14, then I will give you the rain for your land in season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil.
十五节，必使你们吃得饱足，并使田野为你们的牲畜长草。
15, and I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled.
这里摩西在吩咐百姓如何领。如何能够领受神的祝福
？Here Moses is ordering the people how they can receive God's blessing.
同样的有一个重点，要能够遵守神的诫命。
Similarly, there have a point of obeying God's commandment.
要爱神
，to love God.
那十四节以下在描写神的祝福是什么
？And in verse 14, it describes what is God's blessing.
这个十四节里头包括了他们的五谷、新酒和油。
And these blessings include grain, wine, and oil.
今天我们也需要，也正在领受神的祝福。
Today we need and are in the midst of receiving God's blessing.
我们再看到这个启示录第六章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 6.
启示录第六章。
Revelation chapter 6,
第三节
verse 3.
第三节，我揭开第三印的时候，我听见第三个活物说：“你来，我就观看，见有一匹黑马，骑在马上的手里拿着天平。”启示录六章第五节
verse 5. When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse.And he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand.
这是黑色的嘛，不同的颜色它代表着不同的事件，不同的阶段。
This black horse is a different color and it represents a different stage.
那骑在马上的拿着天平。
And the rider of the horse is holding a pair of scales.
天平通常是称那种比较细微、比较贵重的东西。
A scale usually something to measure precious things.
第六节
Verse 6,
我听见四活物中似乎有声音说一钱银子买一升麦子一钱银子买三升大麦油和酒不可糟蹋
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying a quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius and do not harm the oil and the wine
这个天平上并没有放东西
There is nothing on the scales
它只是提醒我们很宝贵的要斤斤计较的
It is just a reminder for us that we have to keep precious of those things.
那第六节，我们先从后半句话说，油跟酒不可糟蹋。
And the latter half verse 6 says, "Do not harm the oil and the wine."
刚才我们念生命记，这代表着神的祝福。
And just now in Deuteronomy, we read that oil and wine represent God's blessings.
是的，神的祝福常常是好像白白的给我们。
Yes, it sometimes feels like We receive God's blessings for granted.
这个 free 的不等于就可以糟蹋，就可以不爱惜。
Just because it is free does not mean we can waste it.
那对我们今天来讲，什么是油，什么是酒
？Today, what is the oil and wine to us?
今天我们所生活的这个社会，物质是很丰富的。
In the society today, we have material things.
这个社会。所谓的饥荒，就像阿摩斯书里头所说的。
Today in our society, the so-called famine is like in the book of Amos.
阿摩斯先知说，这个饥荒不是因为没有饼没有水。
Prophet Amos said that this famine is not because you don't have food to eat.
是因为没有神的话。
It is because you don't have the word of God.
人越来越拒绝神的话。
People are constantly rejecting the word of God.
人越来越不在乎神的话。
People do not care about the word of God.
其实这个是更大更严重的饥荒。
Actually, this is the bigger and more serious famine.
今天我们一个基督徒。
Today as Christians.
我们有神，有圣经，有神的话，我们有圣灵。
We have the Bible, the word of God, and the Holy Spirit.
想想看，我们是怎么来对待、看待我们的。看待神的话，看待圣灵。
So let us think about how are we treating God's words.
有时候我们是没有很好的对待。
Sometimes we don't treat it very well.
甚至就像这里用的字眼是糟蹋。
Just like what it says here, we are harming and wasting.
我们不可以这样子。
So let us not be like this.
那上半句话说一钱银子买一升麦子，一钱银子买三升大麦。
A quart of wheat for a denarius and three quarts of barley for a denarius.
在马太福音十五章葡萄园的比喻里头，这个一钱银子就是一天的工资。
In Matthew chapter 15, the parable of the vine said that one denarius is a year's of wheat.
每一个进去葡萄园工作的都得到一钱银子。
Those who go into the vineyard to work, they receive one denarius.
食量小的一升麦子够一天的食物。
A quart of wheat is equal to a denarius.
那你如果食量要吃很多，一钱银子可以买三升大麦，那也够你吃。
And if you have a bigger appetite, you can buy three quarts of barley for a denarius.
意思就是说，有那种属灵的饥荒，但是我们是够的。
This means that even though there is a spiritual famine, we have enough.
我们会渐渐发现，人因为没有神的话语，在饥荒当中是很痛苦的。
We will gradually realize that in this spiritual famine, if we don't have the word of God, we will suffer.
身体没有变。
Our physical body may not change.
但是呢，生活失去了方向，失去了意义，失去了价值。
But we will lose direction, value, and meaning in our life.
我觉得活得很痛苦。
We feel like we are living very in suffering.
有人觉得不想活了。
Some people feel like they don't want to live anymore.
医生告诉他你身体健康状况很好，你没事。
The doctor tells them that your body is very healthy.
但是我却觉得浑身不舒服。
But I feel like there's something wrong inside.
那个饥荒不是因为没有饼没有水。
This famine is not because you don't have food or drink.
是因为没有神的话语。
It's because you don't have the word of God.
今天我们一个基督徒如果同样的状况，那是更加可怜的。
Today, as Christians, if we face the same situation, it's even more pitiful.
所以我们要过得胜的生活。
So let us live a life of victory.
我们羡慕、渴慕神的话语。
Let us admire and long after God's words.
我们天天领受神的话语。
Let us receive God's word daily.
我们不要糟蹋油跟酒。
Let us not waste oil and wine.
我们珍惜神所给我们的这一本圣经，还有他所是给我们的圣灵。
Let us treasure the Bible and the Holy Spirit that God has given us.
无论这个时代怎么在变
，No matter how this society is changing.
我们的属灵的生活，我们有一钱银子，是够，我们是能够存活的。
We still have one denarius in our spiritual life and are keeping us alive.
最后看诗篇十九篇。
Lastly, let's look at Psalm chapter 19.
诗篇十九篇。
Chapter 19, verse 14.
十四节，主，我的磐石，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦纳。
14. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
愿我们的努力有神的话语来指引我们的生活。
May our hard work have the guidance of God.
所以我们口中的言语，心里的意念，是蒙神悦纳的。
So that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is pleasing in the sight of God.
唱诗二十五首。
Sing hymn 25.
Yeah.
我们曾经推行在三年把圣经读过一遍。
In the past, we have suggested that we can finish the Bible in 3 years.
今年是第三年。
This year is the third year.
我们已经要结束了。
We are about to finish.
明年开始，我们再来一轮。
Next year, we will start again.
这个进度不会太快哈，三年哈，很多人是说一年把圣经读一次。
Some people say that we will finish the Bible in 1 year, but 3 years is the pace is not that fast.
在现实里头，一年要把圣经读过一次啊，对很多忙碌的人是有点会没有办法做到。
In reality, to finish the Bible in 1 year is hard for people who are busy.
我们如果时间比较多，那我们也稍微放慢角度，我们可以读得详细一点。
And if we have more time, we can slow down our pace and read the Bible more carefully.
所以每一天也会提供给各位两个问题来做思考。
So that we will provide two questions for everyone to think about while they're reading the Bible.
所以你时间如果比较充裕你就读了圣经，也把这两个问题稍微做一下思考。
So if you have more time in reading the Bible, you can also think about these questions.
如果我们愿意照着这样的进度来进行的，我们可以跟 Lily 姐妹来做登记。
If you want to follow this Bible reading schedule, then you can contact Sister Lily.
所以她可以用电子邮件把每一个月的每一章的思考问题来寄给大家。
And she can email you the questions for each daily reading Bible.
如果我们希望在自己的家庭里头跟自己的小孩有这种家庭的崇拜。
If we wish to have this family worship with our family and our children.
那教会也会提供每一个月有一个主题。
Then the church will provide a theme for each month.
那每一个月会有四次的这个讲义。
Each month there will be four notes.
你可以花一次花个大约15分钟。跟小孩一起来谈论圣经。
You can spend about 15 minutes to discuss the Bible with your children.
那谈论完之后一起祷告。
After you finish discussing, you can pray together.
很多事情是这样日积月累而有的成果。
Many things in order to have successful result is from doing these things daily.
那所以你如果想要参加的话，也请你跟这个莉莉姐妹登记你需要这个家庭崇拜的材料。
So if you wish to participate, please also contact Cecily for the materials on family worship.
这可以是我们对新的一年我们可以做的励志。
This can also be a resolution for the coming year.
我们现在要做结束的祷告。
Now we will offer a concluding prayer.
献上我们对今年的感谢。
To offer to God the thanks we have for this year.
我们也可以的话也做一下我们新的一年我们要做的励志放在祷告里。
And if you like, you can also start thinking about your resolution for next year.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的可以到前面来。
For those who want to receive the laying of hands, come forward and pray.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.